with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a ceasefire appears to be holding between Israel and Hezbollah. Some Lebanese are returning to their homes near the southern border with Israel. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says he supports the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah.
The ceasefire in Lebanon is a good thing, in my view. It will give the people in Lebanon some breathing room, and it will ensure that there will be no October 7th generated from that border against Israel. Compromise is always difficult, but I think the ceasefire was the right decision.
If it holds, the ceasefire would bring an end to nearly 14 months of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. Solar storms may produce faint auroras around the northern rim of the United States this Thanksgiving. Pale auroras may be seen Thursday and Friday across northern states, including Montana, Minnesota, and Upper New York. China has released three Americans it's held for years in China, correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Following a rare diplomatic agreement with Beijing, the White House says freed are Kai Li and Zheng Liyong, who were accused of espionage, and Mark Sweden, who was facing a death sentence on drug charges. The U.S. government had designated the men as wrongfully detained. The Biden administration issued a statement saying soon they will return and be reunited with their families for the first time in many years. A U.S. official says the Biden administration had raised their cases with China in multiple meetings over the last several years. Donna Warder, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 138 points, the Nasdaq dropping 115. This is SRN News. A leading insurance company goes all in on the LGBT agenda.
The next time you call Geico, don't be surprised if the person who answers the phone tells what their preferred pronouns are and corrects you if you get them wrong. According to an internal Geico memo published by Libs of TikTok, the company is putting all of its employees through extensive gender ideology training and instructing them to make gender a part of every customer interaction. Geico is bucking a trend that's seeing other major firms abandon woke capitalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Top officials in Arizona have certified the state's election results, including voters' approval of a measure that expands abortion access from the current 15-week limit to the point of fetal viability. Abortion advocates are now setting their sights on other pro-life laws on the books that they say are too restrictive. And abortion opponents are gearing up to defend as many of them as they can. This is SRN News. Technology stocks help pull stocks lower, handing the market its first loss in more than a week. We hear more on today's results from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Losses for big technology stocks pulled major indexes lower on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Wednesday, breaking a seven-day winning streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 138 points, it's about 0.3%. The Dow set a record high a day earlier. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.6%. Losses for NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Broadcom were the biggest weights on the market. Dell sank 12.2% after reporting that revenue fell shy of forecasts. HP dropped 11.4% after giving a weaker-than-expected outlook. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.